This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. Hello, hello. It's Ori Krug here, back with Lasting Love Real Talk. I am just going to share this video into my free Facebook community, the Lasting Love Movement. Join us there or join me here. But if you're not in my group yet, the Lasting Love Movement, I encourage you to join. All right, officially shared. So I'm excited for today's Real Talk because I'm getting official, I'm getting real, and I'm going to actually show you a map of the brain to answer this first question. And I know sometimes we just like really need to see these things visually to understand why talking about your issues isn't working, why trying to have your mind believe, no, like this is healthy love, this is safe love, why that self-talk or the affirmations aren't working, because you're trying to convince a part of your brain that is completely different from the trauma. So that leads me into question number one. How do I believe the love that my partner shows me? How do I understand that he's not the enemy and that he's not intentionally going to hurt me? This is, of course, really hard to understand when all of your previous relationships in childhood or previous romantic relationships have all ended in hurt. And all the love that you have gotten in the past has been malicious or abusive or ended in abandonment. So yeah, how could you believe that, even though in your mind, intellectually, you know this person you're with is finally healthy and loving, you know that in your mind, but yet your body and your actions and your behaviors keep pushing them away. So I'm gonna go straight to sharing my screen here and show you why there's no amount of words that I can tell you right now on this video that's going to convince you. Just like there's no amount of words that you can say to yourself in your head through affirmations, through journaling, through inspirational quotes, through love and light, right? All that stuff. There's no amount of words that is going to convince you until your nervous system and the right part of your brain, the correct part of your brain, is really believes this and really understands this. So I feel like I'm just gonna stop talking right here and show you. So give me a moment. I'm gonna share my screen here and I might mess this up, but I think, yeah. Let me know if you can see the image of the brain. And while you confirm with me, I'm going to see if that's actually showing up. Yes! All right, sorry, I'm excited because I tend to make things weird with technology. All right, so here is a map of your brain. Now, the three parts that I'm going to talk about are the prefrontal cortex, the amygdala, and the hippocampus. Now, the prefrontal cortex is our higher functioning part of our brain where we make decisions, we rationalize things, we plan behaviors, we plan what we're gonna say next in our relationship to make it better. And it's the exact part of your brain that's going, okay, no, like my partner isn't my father who is abusive. I know my partner is loving and safe. I know that he's not trying to hurt me. So the next time that he seems like he might get upset with me, I'm going to just stay calm and I'm not going to freeze up. I'm going to stay in the moment and stay with him, with her, whoever your partner is, whoever your partner identifies with. So your prefrontal cortex is doing all of that. The problem is that is the same part of your brain that goes offline when your trauma occurred and when your trauma is getting re-triggered in the moment. So this means that you're doing all this planning, you're doing all of this affirmation, you're saying, I'm safe, I'm good now, I'm healthy, I'm in a healthy relationship, my partner isn't out to get me, my partner isn't going to hurt me, my partner really does love me. You're doing all of that in the prefrontal cortex of your brain. And yet when you get triggered in your relationship, that entire part of your brain goes offline. So all this planning you did, all the words that you said, they don't matter. They go right out the window. And it's really frustrating because it's like you spent this effort. You maybe have spent years and decades in therapy talking about this. You may have all the awareness in your mind about what's wrong, how it's connected to your past trauma, and what you need to do differently today to really enjoy and thrive in your relationship without sabotaging it. But how could you? Like, how could this actually happen if this part of your brain is going offline every time you get triggered by another, by your trauma? And this is the exact reason why your trauma isn't stored in words. You cannot access this trauma in words. You can have insightful experiences and aha moments in therapy, in talk therapy, in CBT, in DBT, even, you know, EMDR, where you're having these realizations and you can verbalize these realizations. They actually feel really good in the moment to have this insight, but you're still not accessing the bulk of your trauma that is stored in your body, which brings us down to the amygdala. The amygdala is the part of your brain that detects fear and activates your fight and flight responses. Of course, this is hyperactive in trauma survivors. This is what makes you jump the moment your partner sneaks up behind you to give you a hug, and your amygdala is all of a sudden processing within less than a second that this person's going to hurt me. I'm about to get attacked, right? Because they're coming from behind. And even though it's a loving gesture, your survival response, your fear center, your amygdala immediately reacts as if it's something that's going to hurt you. The amygdala is also the part of the brain that creates a connection between your trauma and the emotions you experience at the time of the event. And to heal from trauma, your body needs to process past triggers to reduce their intensity. And this is the part of the brain that is fighting. Like, your amygdala is constantly fighting with your prefrontal cortex, right? Prefrontal cortex says, my partner is safe, my partner won't hurt me. The amygdala says, I'm about to get really hurt. This is not safe. This is life-threatening. This is dangerous, right? My partner left their socks on the floor. And all of a sudden, I'm out the door. That's really weird. I didn't mean to rhyme. But, right, it's like my partner left the socks on the floor. And all of a sudden, your amygdala is triggered. Your fear center is activated. They don't care about me. I've asked them a million times. They're not listening. I have to leave this relationship. This is not right. This is not right for me. And your amygdala takes over, hijacks your body, to which your body then creates the behavior of getting in your car and driving away. The other thing that's important to note is that your hippocampus is a really important part of this. Your hippocampus is the part of your brain that distinguishes the past and present. So your prefrontal cortex can go on all day, every day, journaling, saying these things. Right now, I'm here in this present moment, right? We hear so much like, just tell yourself that you're here and that you're safe. And it's like, oh, please. Like, when I was going through my own trauma and hearing this advice, I was like, if one more person tells me this, I might punch them in the face, because I don't need to hear that anymore. I don't need to hear that I need to say I'm safe now. Your prefrontal cortex is saying, I'm safe now. My partner is not my abusive past partner, but your hippocampus cannot distinguish that. Like, your brain literally cannot distinguish that a weird look from your partner means that you're about to get hit physically or emotionally. Because that was somewhere along the lines of the same look that your father gave you before they hurt you. Your prefrontal cortex can have all the say that it wants, but your hippocampus literally shrinks after trauma. The volume shrinks. So it's actually not even able or capable of distinguishing the past from present until you resolve your trauma, until you release that trauma. And it makes it feel like the stuff from the past is happening today. And that's why talking about every detail of your trauma, telling the same old stories, it just reinforces these negative patterns and memories from the past instead of actively training your nervous system to tolerate and release them. And it is, there is evidence that shows that movement, physical movement, will increase the volume of your hippocampus so that your brain actually gets very good at distinguishing past and present. You don't have to continue convincing yourself with really like your brain and body not believing it. Like, you just have that skill. You're rewired to respond instead of react to old triggers. So again, the part of you that wants to believe, that says, I want to believe, is here. Well, actually, it's here. And yet these parts of your brain are taking over because there's unresolved trauma in your body. So let me stop sharing that. So I'm here, and I do hope that like my message gets through, mostly because I wish I heard this many years ago when I almost pushed away my husband forever. Well, he wasn't my husband back then, but when I pushed away my partner. And because I've seen the amazing transformation that all of our clients have gone through my Let Love In program, that over and over again, when you may have seen some of my video interviews with our clients, like, they will tell you there are no amount of words that would have ever helped me understand this and feel this. It needed to be done in my body. One of my former clients, Jess, she said, even after over 20 years of mindset work, of energy work, none of this would have clicked in until I did this through my body, until I did this through movement. Because you can see the part of your brain that talks, that has the verbal part, is not storing your trauma. Your body is storing your trauma. And the only way that you can access and release it is through the language of your body.